You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show is brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health. This segment of the program presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, he is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning, my friend Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Appreciate you joining us for the show. And, you know, one thing, boys and girls, that you will learn through the course of your life, if you've not already, is that you never quite know what to expect during the course of your life. Just when you think you got things figured out, you don't. And one of the great things about the weather in New England is that it is just like life, where you think, oh, you got some warm temperatures, turning the page, baseball season starting, I'm going to get out there, work in the garden, clean up the lawn, and next thing you know, it's snowing, and it's 30 degrees again. And that, boys and girls, is the joys of living in New England.
Totally true. I was laughing when I saw this weather. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's and the thing is that you should expect it, but then you're just kind of perplexed by it, because this is, you know, New England. We've had snowstorms in May, but yeah, I mean, yesterday was just one of those days. I was down at the Red Sox home opener, and down there it was cold. The Red Sox didn't play all that well again. The ring ceremony was nice, but the rain when the mist was falling, and it was definitely not the day that you expect. And the thing, too, is, you know, if you look at the weather forecasts, generally you have kind of an idea as to what things are going to be like for the next week or so. And, you know, the projection for opening day up until just a couple of days ago was that the temperatures were going to be around 50, high 40s, and that there was not going to be really any rain. It was supposed to be sunny for the most part. And then can we get something completely different?
Yeah, I know. I think it's crazy on the weather. One of the funny things is I have my driveway just plowed a little bit, and I was calling my plow guy yesterday. I was giving him a hard time. I go, it's like 3 feet of snow out here. You got to get out here.
Yeah, Sanders were coming through the streets last night in Concord. It's great. It's great. It's great. So in terms of what else is going on with you, we've talked in the past about some of the changes and the transition into becoming, you know, more focused on electrical. What else is going on with Paradigm?
Well, one of the neat things is that, you know, with growth comes a lot of opportunity. And, you know, we talked about building, you know, a great company. And, you know, sometimes what happens is in the office, with the new softwares and the new systems, you actually have to put a lot of focus on that. So
right.
The last few months, that's been our huge focus. You know, we've hired 3 more people in the office. So, you know, you've got trainings. You're trying to get people up to speed. We're trying to catch up from before because we had an unbelievable year last year. So it's just like, you know, making that foundation rock solid so that, you know, we have a good foundation that we can, you know, keep that house nice and straight and sturdy and, you know, put on more tech because I just bought a couple more trucks. So, you know, it's all about growth and doing a good job, you know, and you can't stop that because the phone's ringing and people need service.
It's a couple of things off of that. You know, when you have more, you know, using more data, using more technology, you need more data input. That's always the challenge as well, where you have to put in the information. If you're expanding your data operation and the amount of data that you're using, the other thing is how does a business make the determination that they are going to grow? I mean, for you, what led to that? What leads to the decision of, oh, I'm going to buy some more trucks? I'm going to expand my staff? Is it you know, you see profits at a certain place? Is it that you see demand at a certain place? How do you go about making that decision to grow?
You know, I mean, I've always been a proactive guy, and I talk about being proactive, but I'm going to give it to you straight. Pain. Pain is what makes you grow, because what happens is you can't deal with the current situation, whether it's trucks, whether it's employees, whether it's, you know, software, whatever it is, there's certain pains in a business that give you the flag of, like, guess what? Something isn't right. And we were with QuickBooks, and, you know, we didn't have a really good dispatching program, and now we do. And that was it. The pain of dealing with QuickBooks versus SuccessWare 21 is what we have. It's so night and day. You know, this new software is industry standard, and this is what we need to be in. But with it comes other struggles, you know, like training everybody and understanding it and using it to its full potential. And, you know, it's been over 4 years, and we still don't have this thing hotwired.
And the thing is, too, like, I feel like a lot of individuals will see that, and they'll see and they'll feel the pain and they'll see the difficulties. But I want to say the threat of change is so daunting to some folks. They, whether it's in life or in small business or whatever, they just stick with what's taking place and what's going on. And they kind of view the pain as being the new norm, and they work to survive each day, you know, as a business. And but still, I mean, to take that situation and say, okay, as a result of this, we're going to grow, we're going to change. There's obviously a risk involved with that, and a lot of individuals, even small business folks, are risk adverse at times.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of risk, you know, but you know, that's where we talk about good versus evil. You know, I mean, Paradigm's creating a lot of good in the world. The universe needs us, and I know that, and I say it in a really humble way. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to know that you've got really wonderful, positive forces on your side, because, you know, when things go bad, like when we changed the computer system the first time and the software, you know, it was a month and a half before we got our invoicing really going, and it was like cash flow problem. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about with the pain of switching it as well, because there's a learning curve in all of it. But the good always outweighs evil, I believe. And what happened is, somehow, some way, we all got together and we got it done. And then all of a sudden, we had cash flow. And so we have SuccessWare Remote now, too, where, you know, one of our techs will go out on the job, do the job, and actually can bill the client right there, take the credit card, the whole nine. So we don't have to go back to the office and do the invoicing, which is huge. You know, that's another wonderful thing. But, you know, all of these are, you know, baby steps and stages and phases to get you to the ultimate goal of being successful for your client, and then you in turn being successful, because if you're not successful, you're not going to stay in business, and you're going to upset the clients. And, you know, that's what we try to avoid at all costs.
No, I think you make a really good point in all of that. The thing is, too, that where, you know, businesses a lot of times like to grow and invest in areas that are their strengths. So, you know, they may want to grow and get more trucks and to you know, to go out and do more work. But a lot of times I think that, you know, when you're a plumber, your focus is not necessarily going to be on the accounting side of things or on the billing side of things. And that may lag behind the rest of the business. You know, same in just about any business, where, you know, radio is an example. My first and foremost thing is a good product on the radio, because I'm a talent guy, so to speak, where you,
I think you're a talent.
Thank you. That's the first and foremost thing is I care about that. And then everything else kind of comes after that. But I think a lot of times the really good businesses are the ones that are able to address their weaknesses on a way that is not, that is on a par with their strengths. So, yeah, I think that having a really strong, you know, billing system and a strong data system, and being able to be at the forefront of that is probably just as important as, you know, the front end side of things, no?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Like, so, if you're a regular customer, we know what water heater you have, make, model, and serial number. We know what boiler or furnace, make, model, serial number. And so, you know, what that does is all of that information and data, if we ended up going to that house five times, that tech has all of that information at the tablet on site. So, you know, you can say, oh, well, they were saying, oh, we were having a problem in, you know, 2014. Oh, yeah, I see it right here. Yeah, Dimitri was there. Oh, yeah, we changed an igniter on your furnace. And it's like, oh, wow, you've got that? And, you know, so that's the other part, too, to the whole equation, that information wins. You know, the more you know, the better you are, and that turns into being successful, like I said, for the client, number one, and then number two for us, because without clients, we're nothing.
Yeah, plus, you know, I remember talking to Will Harris at Harris Family Furniture about this, where it's you may, you know, only view your aspect of things, where you see it as, you know, for him in the store and the sales experience, but if his guys on the truck aren't any good, and they come out and they are they don't do a good job delivering it, that's the last thing that the person is going to remember about their experience with the furniture store. And you may be a great plumber, you may do the job maybe quick, but if there's problems with billing, or if the person, you know, comes out to the house each time and they ask the same questions, it doesn't really matter how good you are as a plumber, because that may not be enough to compensate for the problems that occurred with the billing and with the you know, the repetitiveness of questions and giving the client a feel that they don't really, that the business doesn't really understand them or the problem. So it's, in order to be a great business, as you described earlier, kind of bring it back full circle, it's really a totality of the experience. And if you lag in one area, that is going to keep you from being a great business. You may be a great plumber, but you're not necessarily a great business if you're having billing problems, and if the person's not able to, you know, identify once they get to the site, you know, whether they've been there before, bring in data and information, like every experience that that you have, in my view, and this is to some of the problems, you know, I think that people have with the medical industry, is that they want to feel a sense of commonality with the person that they are having that experience with, particularly if it's a person in their home. And if you're able to come in and as soon as you get there, the person pulls up the information and say, oh, yeah, you know, Cedric was here for, you know, a couple months ago on the water heater. You know, you're still having problems with that, or how are things? And then just having that, or having information that you readily have available, remember about a person, the house, the pets, and so forth, all of that, it creates, in my view, an experience which is what leads to that great business that we talked about.
Yeah, and you know, when we came up with that motto, experience the paradigm shift, that was the goal, you know, always and foremost. It's like I wanted people to have a great experience, you know, and nine times out of 10 we do, but when we don't, you just got to make it right and fix it. And because ultimately, like the furniture guy you had mentioned, you don't want to have the last final touch where the delivery guy doesn't perform the best and then puts a black paint on the furniture company. You know, it's like that. And I think, you know, you're always listening and looking for lessons in life. And just recently I was down in the Bahamas and I was talking to this young boy. He was a man, he's 23 years old, just getting into the barber industry. And I was kind of telling him of some of the woes of plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, and, you know, some of the struggles and the pains and things like that. And he looked at me and he goes, but you know what? He goes, a lot of people count on you for a job. And he goes, and a lot of people count on you for service, and they need you. And I looked at him and I'm like, wow, you know, like, thank you. I needed to hear that at that moment, you know, because sometimes we forget about what we've created. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of pressure on me and I'm like, geez, you know, I wish it would be easier. And then all of a sudden you get someone in their 20s that comes out with a profound statement like that. And you're like, can I give you a hug, buddy?
Right. Right. Yeah. At a lot of times, no matter what the situation or environment is, it can be lonely being the person at the top. You know, whether you're talking about being a superstar baseball player, where you think all the adulation is thrown at their feet and stuff, and it is, but or you know, a leader of a state or whatever, like there is a significant weight that comes with being the individual at the top. It was an interesting interview I was watching on YouTube with Keith Richards and Steven Van Zandt, and both were guys that thought that they could be and should be the leaders of the band, and that the lead singer, whether it was Springsteen or Jagger, got all the attention. They're kind of jealous of that, And then they try to do it on their own, and they're like, wow, our gig is so much better. I could just screw around and play the guitar, and the other person has all the attention and focus and pressure and weight on them. And I never really realized that until I was had to be the guy and had to perform solo. So, you know, I think that there's always this attitude and philosophy that is prevalent in society that you kind of look at the boss and you're like, you the boss is like a person that you just kind of focus on at times, and you're nice to them in person, but like you just have a little bit of an edge about them and so forth. And but it's not easy being the boss, and the boss needs a little bit of love. And I'm not just referring to Springsteen.
It was in that movie with Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah,
that, you know, Freddie thought he could go on his own, and then all of a sudden, you know, he does. But one of the things that he said that was so profound in that movie to me, and it really screamed out, was that he said, you know, no, everybody did what I told them to do. But the problem is that being creative came pushback. So his
right.
other band members pushed back and says, no, Freddie, we should do this, this. And then when they were doing all these things together, they were in synergy, and they were creating such beautiful stuff because everyone was allowed to be creative. And I think that there's a huge, huge lesson in that, and that's that paradigm. I let people take this company where they want to, as long as it's in a good way. You know, you want to do more service, you want to do new houses, you want to do whatever you want to do, do it. And I know it's always going to be a good product, because doing what you want to do, that follows passion. And as long as you're passionate about what you're doing, you're right in that sweet spot.
No, you're so right. Well, Steve, as always, great conversation. Appreciate you joining us for the program, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Chris, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You as well. That is Steve Labby. He's the owner of Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning, joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program. This hour of the show is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing and Air Conditioning. We'll come back with more from inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also by New Futures.